Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The features, completely free. So enjoy those. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. I mentioned at the end of last hour that there's some news out of Chicago, the Windy City, where they've had on the books for a few months at this point a law against foie gras. Now, what is foie gras? I didn't know until I'd heard about this law that they were passing. Everybody, a number of people were all upset about it, and I thought, well, what's foie gras?
Foie gras. Well, you take a goose and you force feed it grain, mm-hmm. and then as a result, its liver becomes, you know, depending on which side you listen to, diseased.
It can also be a duck as well.
It can be, okay. Diseased or fatty, depending, more tasty, fatty being more tasty, mm-hmm. Depending on which side you listen to, and therefore, you know, desirable.
I've never heard that it gets diseased, but I suppose that's a possibility. I think the objection is that they're force feeding the geese. That's what people object about.
But if your heart is covered in has too much fat around it, it's diseased, right?
Okay, I guess.
That's the idea.
It's cruelty to animals.
That's what they say, and that's the excuse that the Chicago City Council used to pass the foie gras ban. Now, we had reported that a number of weeks after the ban had gone into effect, that foie gras hadn't actually disappeared from various different Chicago eateries. Now, some restaurateurs had removed it from their menus. Some, not only did they remove it from their menus, but they removed it entirely from their establishment. Some removed it from their menus, but continued to serve it for the customers who were sort of good customers.
We've got a special for you tonight.
Yeah, exactly right. Or if you know the secret code word.
You order the special lobster.
Nice.
The foie gras. So it sort of went underground. In some cases, there were a couple of guys that were just coming out, they were just still out of the closet, if you will, about foie gras, and they were essentially letting people know they're still serving it. They didn't care what the city had to say about it. Well, now the hammer's come down on one of those guys. According to the Chicago Tribune, Chicago's first foie gras bust went down Friday morning at a hot dog joint on the north side, just as Doug Sohn was about to open for the day. It could have...
Hot dog joint selling foie gras?
I think they're wrong about that. I think the place is called Hot Doug's.
Okay.
And I don't think it's a hot dog joint. It could have hardly come as a shock. Doug Sohn, the owner of Hot Doug's, had been itching for a fight. I think this is probably just a reporter who didn't actually do her research. Had been itching for a fight since the city council overrode the angry veto of Mayor Richard Daley. He called it the silliest law ever. The ordinance took effect August 22nd. Sohn was issued a warning several months ago, but he stood his ground. He continued to serve his foie gras-laced hot dogs at his restaurant in the 3300 block of North Carolina Avenue, advertising their ingredients on his website and on a board hung boldly near his front door. He said, "I was poking the grizzly bear, and it snapped my head off." He was slapped with a citation, and his foie gras was sealed as evidence by a health department inspector.
We're smarter than you, so you have to listen to us.
Sohn faces a fine of $250 to $500 at his March 29th date with a hearing officer who could set the amount at the higher end if he or she senses a disregard for the law.
Right. Like, if he's contrite about it and says, "I'm sorry for having served foie gras, I don't know what I was thinking. I was out of my mind, imagining that my betters didn't know what they were talking about." Then...
Yeah, but he's the owner, and he's been... This is
no,
the
no,
same
I mean,
guy
the law is his betters. The health department.
Oh, I see.
The people who pass the laws are his betters.
I'm wondering if the price of it went up since they outlawed it.
Absolutely.
I believe it has. Yeah.
Probably has.
Well, and they were talking about it the last time we discussed this. They have to get it delivered to like a mailbox outside of Chicago or something like that, because I guess Cisco or whoever it is the food providers are don't want to come into the city and deliver foie gras. So it's got to be delivered to a drop location, essentially, and they have to go out and pick it up and bring it in and smuggle it, essentially.
Like drugs.
Into the city, yeah. Apparently, Friday afternoon, Sohn seemed to be considering whether to fight on. He took the duck liver dogs off the menu and got ready to go on vacation. If anyone wants to reach him, he'll be considering his options over a plate of foie gras in France, where they're surely shaking their heads. So the first enforcement action has gone on. I think this probably is going to scare the existing restaurateurs who are continuing to serve foie gras, probably scare a number of them away or make it even more underground than it already is. because apparently the Chicago people are okay with this. There wasn't an outcry. And how could there be? It's foie gras. How many people eat it, right?
Whose brilliant idea was this?
The only thing it does is, I'm one of the
city council, members.
The only people it hurts are the business owners. I mean, if I want foie gras and I live in Chicago, I may not be able to get it all the time, but I'll get it when I go out of town. For instance, the town that I live in doesn't have a Vietnamese pho noodle place, and every time I leave town, I try to swing by Nashua, which does have a Vietnamese pho noodle place, and I get some pho Thai.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get mine, and it's just the business people that are going to suffer.
Sure. Not only are the restaurateurs suffering, but to a smaller extent, the foie gras producers are suffering as well. They've lost the market of Chicago, the number three market in the United States.
That it is.
Again, it's foie gras. I can't imagine there's a huge demand for this product, but it's big enough to where it's offered on menus and people order it and eat it. And you know what? If you've got a problem with it, if you've got a problem with force-feeding geese, then... And by the way, the people who create foie gras say this isn't an inhumane thing. They claim that the geese are well-treated and... Et cetera, et cetera. So
sure.
it's a he said, she said situation. But if you don't like what one restaurant is doing, if you don't like the fact that they serve foie gras or any sort of meat, a lot of vegetarians are really uppity about that sort of thing. And so just don't go there. Don't go to the restaurant. Tell your friends not to go and tell them why you don't think they should go. Use your market abilities to persuade business owners to change. Please stop using the government. 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, transitioning from this to trans fat.
Which is also banned in New York City.
Mm-hmm. And I think Chicago's banned that, too.
I'm sure it's banned in Chicago.
Did Chicago ban that? I thought they were talking about it. I don't know if they actually did it.
I don't know if they have done it yet either, and I believe they were talking about it. But I was listening to the radio, and I heard a guy make what I thought to be a pretty darn good argument against trans fats, against trans fats and the laws for outlawing them and that kind of thing. And I haven't really come up with a rebut for it. So
okay, what is it?
Let me tell you what it is. Basically, he said the law is already in our kitchens. A restaurant can't serve hemlock and not disclose it. Put hemlock in its food. Then
that's poisonous.
It is poisonous. And why would they be able to serve trans fats in their food?
Is hemlock going to kill you when you eat it?
Over time, you could eat a small amount of hemlock and it will soon at some point kill you, or you could eat a large amount of hemlock and kill you right away.
Well, I mean, with that sort of logic, Mark, then you could make the argument that fat is
right.
poisonous.
Absolutely.
Or that salt is poisonous, or that you fill in the blank, are poisonous.
How far are
we going to go with that?
It runs to, we need the government to put warning, to mandate warning labels on everything is the direction that it runs. Do you understand? Because I'm sort of the opinion, I wouldn't want poison put in my food. Not that any business would put poison in food, but I wouldn't want it put in my food without it being disclosed. And, the more I learn about trans fats, the less I like the idea of eating them.
But that's voluntary.
It is voluntary if you know what you're doing. It's not voluntary if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, most of us now have the entire library of the world on our computers. We can look up anything we want. The information's out there. So if we really care about our health, we're going to do the research and find out that, trans fats probably aren't the best for me, so I'm going to make choices that don't include trans fats. As long as the information's out there, because the food industry is protected by the government in some ways. They've lobbied Congress for many years. There's about over 400 chemicals that they put in foods that they don't have to disclose in the label.
Yeah, you can call any part of a cow beef. So if you put hooves or hair or anything like that in, it's considered beef. And now I don't think that's the worst transgression in the world. I'm just trying to give an example.
Or the word spices. The word spices can include over 400 chemicals.
Yeah,
wow.
And you see all kinds of things.
And a lot of the commercial food companies hire full-time scientists to develop chemicals they can put in food, not only to preserve it, but also to make people want it more. And also,
like nicotine or sodium glutamate or something like that.
Yeah, and some of these chemicals actually make you crave the food more to eat more food, and some of them actually
that you can't eat just one.
Exactly, but there are some chemicals in foods now that actually make people fat. They shut that switch. They flip the switch that says store rather than burn.
I personally would rather have the marketplace provide people with information about what's good and what's bad.
That's right.
Rather than rely on the government, because as you pointed out, Wayne, inevitably it's going to be become a situation where the people with the power, the big companies, are going to be the ones with the control, and they're going to be the ones making the decisions about what should and shouldn't be on labels. Let's let the market decide on this. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Advice is everywhere on how to fight fat, fix fashion faux pas, win on Wall Street, and create culinary delights. But do you know how to zap sap? When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Tresap deposits aren't part of summer's prettier side. They create ugly stains on your car's finish. Here's a fix. Hold ice cubes over sap lumps for several minutes. Then gently push against them with a plastic spatula to break them off. With a soft cloth dipped in a very hot detergent water mixture, rub the residue vigorously. Hose with cool water. When dry, polish the sap spots, then wax your whole car. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
The Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. There's also a section to the website that you should know about called the Wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com gets you to it. It's like the listener editable version of our website. There are over 1,000 pages that have been created by listeners like you. See what I mean? By heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
What do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're the subject of Laissez-Faire Books' January Lysander Spooner Award winner. In this new book, Mark Skousen turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. Laissez-Faire Books, lfb.com.
Let's go to the email box, Mark. I believe you had one that you wanted to share with us.
I do. This was actually a forwarded email from a listener, and he has a...
oh, no.
And
normally, I don't like forwards.
I understand, but this is just... It's so amazing what he got here. And basically, the listener, Ray, says the same thing, that this guy's a kook. And,
okay.
You know, just amazing. So... The other day, I was reading Newsweek magazine and came across some poll data I found rather hard to believe. It must be true given the source, right? The same magazine that employs Michael Karan's in the toilet, Gitmo, Isakoff. Here I promised myself this week that I would be nice, and I start off like this. The Newsweek poll alleges that 67% of Americans are unhappy with the direction the country is headed, and 69% are unhappy with the performance of the president.
That's about right.
Yep. In essence, two-thirds of the citizenry just ain't happy and want to change. So, being the knuckle-dragger I am, I started thinking, what are we so unhappy about? Is it that we have electricity and running water 24 hours a day? 7 days a week? Is our unhappiness the result of having air conditioning in the summer and heating in the winter? Could it be that 95.4% of these unhappy folks have a job? Maybe it's the ability to walk into a grocery store at any time and see some food in moments that Darfur hasn't seen in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe these are all wonderful things.
Yeah, they are wonderful things, and brought to us by the market, yes. Not by the government. And the people aren't happy about the government.
That's
but
true.
He doesn't seem to get that. Like to him and so many
other.
Well,
he's a supporter of the current government.
Right.
From what I can.
So of course, this government is responsible for
the food on the shelves.
Right. Of course, they brought the food. Maybe it's the ability to drive from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean without having to present identification papers as we move through each state. Not entirely, just so you know.
Well, you can move state to state fairly well, but...
You're likely to get caught up in an immigration or a customs...
depending on how close you are to the northern or southern border.
Correct. And in California, I know that they have a they have an agriculture booth on every road, so they shake down your vehicle.
You're right about that. They did that to us when we were coming up to New Hampshire. There were some checkpoints there. If you're driving a large enough truck, you've got to pull over, and they'll check you out. Luckily, most of them were closed.
Maybe he meant a bicycle. If he came on a bicycle, you wouldn't have to...
Yeah, there you go. You could walk or run like Forrest Gump.
There you go. Or possibly the hundreds of clean and safe motels that we find along the way that can provide temporary shelter. I guess having thousands of restaurants with varying cuisine from around the world is just not good enough. Or could it be that when we wreck our car, emergency workers show up and provide services to help all involved? At this point, he's still... pointing out all market-oriented stuff.
Now, except for the emergency workers.
No, emergency
that may
workers,
or may not be market-oriented.
It may or may not. I mean, there's certainly some trucks out there that are employed by the local municipal governments to, patrol the
fire,
roads.
The firemen in some places are government fire people.
But normally when you have a problem, you're talking about, what I was thinking was AAA.
Okay, yeah. Like,
who I pay on a monthly basis to take good care of me. And they do, generally. Or, could it, whether you're rich or poor, they treat your wounds and even, if necessary, send a helicopter to take you to the hospital. I guess he is talking about, you're right, firemen and those kind of things. But 92% of fire stations in America, this is kind of old numbers,
are volunteer. Yeah.
Perhaps you are one of the 70% of Americans who own a home. You may be upset with knowing that in the unfortunate case of having a fire, a group of trained firefighters will appear in moments and use top-notch equipment to extinguish the flames, thus saving you, your family, and your belongings. Now he's using fear. How many fires go on in the average city in a given...
Not very many.
No, fires are very, very rare.
And a lot of them are arson.
How much do we pay for fire departments? An incredible sum. I'm sorry, fire departments, I'm an ex-firefighter. I used to be a volunteer firefighter. Fire departments are a big waste of money.
He's pointing out, though, and he's doing it fairly well, all of the nice, wonderful things, mm-hmm. the wealth that we have in this country, the wealth that has been created in large part by the marketplace, by the fire departments that are government-run aren't really wealth. It's just false. But
what he's failing to point out is the government's getting bigger every day, so it's making these things that we enjoy less likely, not more likely.
Sure, and of course the government's also inflating the money supply, making accessing many of these things more and more difficult for people over time.
Or if, while you're at home watching one of your mini flat-screen TVs, I have none. Do you have a flat-screen TV?
I've got a monitor for my computer.
I don't actually
have a television.
Flat-screen TV? Wayne?
No.
Okay, so not sitting at home watching flat-screen TVs. A burglar or prowler intrudes, an officer equipped with a gun and a bulletproof vest will come to defend you and your family. He will if
yeah,
you...
Yeah, right.
If the burglar's... yes, if you happen to be at home with
2 hours
lights on
later.
And the TV's blaring and a burglar is dumb enough to try to break into your house at that point. Doesn't seem likely to me.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect you'll see the police there rather quickly. Usually when a call like that goes out... Usually, the police are going to show up as quickly as they possibly
can. Don't count on it.
Well, I wouldn't. You don't count on anything in this world. But in all likelihood, you're right. Defend you and your family. At that point, they're still cleaning
up. They might shoot you.
You know, they're security.
There's a chance. There's a chance that if a cop shows up on a scene expecting someone with a gun, he's not going to know who exactly has the gun. He might think you're reaching for something when you're going for your wallet.
I don't see why a security guard couldn't make that same mistake. All right. This is all the backdrop of a neighborhood free of bombs or militia raping and pillaging the residents. Neighborhoods where 90% of teenagers own cell phones and computers. How about the complete religious, social, and political freedoms we enjoy that are the envy of everyone in the world? Maybe that is what the 67% of folks are unhappy about. I can make arguments against our complete religious, social, and political freedoms, but we certainly enjoy more than a lot of citizens do.
Yes, it's the best country on earth. You don't like it, get out.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Whether it's the best country on earth or not, can't I argue for more freedom in it?
Apparently you can't, Mark. Why don't you shut the F up and enjoy your television set?
Ungrateful.
Crank up the AC, buddy. Crack open a beer. It's a good life.
Fact is, we are the largest group of ungrateful, spoiled brats the world has ever seen. No wonder the world loves the U.S., yet has a great disdain for its citizens. Now, get this. He just said that the world loves the U.S., meaning its government, but disdains its citizens.
That's backwards.
Backwards. Absolutely. The world loves the U.S. citizens, and, you know, they do consider them, in often cases, to be fat and cranky.
A little stupid.
Arrogant.
But they do love McDonald's, they do love Pepsi, they do love Britney Spears, even
though... And as far as loving the government, no. The people of the world do not love the U.S. government. I am sorry.
They sure don't. Is there more to this guy's
email?
Yeah,
there is.
800-259-9231, because... he's pointing out that things are very comfortable here in America, and that much is true, but unfortunately, politically, freedom-wise, we're losing our freedoms here in this country, and that's why a lot of people are upset. I don't know if that's why 70% of America is upset, but it certainly is why I'm upset. More's on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to oneyeartoretire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I think it's something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. Archives included. That's right. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. So do enjoy those. They're on us at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum this weekend. Starting on Friday, meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information, the latest on the event, and to get registered, of course. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. I'm going to be packing my bags tonight, Mark. Looking forward to this.
I'll probably pack in the morning, but that's just because I would just like to throw things together.
Yeah, well, you're actually going to be getting there a little bit later than I am, I suppose. I'm getting there bright and early.
Yeah, I know that you're real excited about getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
so you
get
can
the equipment
trundle
set
off
up
to Concord. You could set up the equipment. You want to be able to see everything and meet everybody and do lots of handshaking and
I
all that
do
stuff.
I can't do handshaking. I'm going to have to wave at people. My fingers are all messed up. I've got arthritis or something. 800-259-9231. Talking about an email that you got in, Mark, and it's a forwarded email, which normally I despise. In fact, I think I despise the author of this particular email. But essentially, he's pointing out that some news poll was done that revealed that Americans, something to the tune of 69, 70% of them, feel like things are bad. We're going in the wrong direction. Now, of course, I think if you polled most Americans, they probably wouldn't know which direction we should go in, but they feel, you know, their fingers up in the air, and they feel like something's wrong with this country. They probably can't quite place their finger on what it is. Of course, the problem is government getting way too big, government too intrusive, too oppressive. That's the problem. Most Americans don't know it, and this guy apparently is completely oblivious to it. He is suggesting that, what are all these Americans complaining about? We've got television, we've got air conditioning, we've got
motels.
We've got cars, we've got all these cell phones and computers, and yeah, it's true. We do have all of the this wonderful wealth that the marketplace has created for us, and it's great. That much is true. But it's also a distraction away from what really the problems are. And there are problems. And he knows there are problems. He's just acting like everything's peachy keen because his favorite president is sitting in office.
Well, he's I would agree with you on that, and he's one of the privileged. You know, he's probably a upper middle class white guy. Mm-hmm. He never has problems with the police. He made the point that within moments, if you have a burglar at your house trying to get in, that the police will be there to protect you. My question is that true in every neighborhood in America?
I don't think
it is.
There are some neighborhoods where the police won't even go.
Right, absolutely. So they're not going to be there to protect those people. Mm-hmm. And if you ask those people, you know, are things great in America? I don't know. Martin Luther King said that things weren't great in America. He wanted change. He did it in a very positive fashion, and
sure,
it worked out real well. But was Martin Luther King a crybaby?
No.
I don't think he was.
That's what he's saying?
No, he's not saying that. What I'm saying is
Americans are complainers?
Right, a bunch of ungrateful complainers. In fact, the fact is, we're the largest group of ungrateful, spoiled brats in the world has ever seen. No wonder the world loves the U.S., yet has a great disdain for its citizens.
They see us
for what we are, the most blessed people in the world who do nothing but complain about what we don't have and what we hate about the country instead of thanking the good Lord we live here. I do. I am grateful that I live here as opposed to many places that I've been in the
sure
world. I think that I think it is. It's a great country. I just think it can be better.
Worse, though.
I think it's the larger the government gets, the worse off we are.
Yep.
We have all this stuff, but we're working harder and harder than ever to keep everything ours, even property taxes, everything around us. The screws are getting tighter all mm-hmm the time.
You know, and when you think about how great America is, what the rest of the world thinks of is New York City. Would New York City exist today under the regulations that you know, that they have imposed upon themselves? Now there's all these building codes and all these other regulations that limit New York. Do you think that this great city would have been built under those conditions?
Well,
no,
I don't know.
They would have gone elsewhere.
I don't know about New York, but I mean, just as one example of a similar answer to that sort of question, aspirin, we know for a fact, if it were put through the FDA rigmarole today, wouldn't pass muster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of things have been grandfathered in over
right
time.
A lot of great things.
Right. So, again, things are getting worse. Freedom is being destroyed here in America, and some of us are clued into it. Some of us are aware of it. And, yeah, we're yelling from the rooftops as loud as we possibly can to hopefully wake some other Americans up to the fact that, no, look, stop. Voting for the Democrats and voting for the Republicans aren't going to solve the problem. You're just putting the reins of power, the too much power that that government has amassed, you're putting those reins into just a different group of power-mongering freaks' hands. Americans haven't quite figured out that this whole two-party duopoly thing is a problem, not a solution.
It's a scam, and
yeah,
you know, the best way to vote is with your checkbook. And
it sure is.
When we have a voluntarist society, you can choose who you want to deal with, and if this agency is not or company is not providing the service you want, you can go to somebody else. You don't have to pay somebody for doing a service that you don't want or you don't need or you don't like the way they perform it.
This guy had more to say.
He says, I know. What about the president who took us into this war and has no plan to get us out? The president who has a measly 31% approval rating. Well, actually, I've seen it lower than that. It's
yeah
been down to 28.
27, 28.
It may very well be 31 right now.
A good
know
day.
Is this the same president who guided the nation in the dark days after 9/11? Yes, because he was the president that was in charge of the nation at 9/11. It's not like we had the option.
Don't you love how flowery that sounds? He guided the nation.
It
he
does,
held your hand and helped you feel okay again.
Read stories to school children.
But any president that would have guided the nation in the dark days after 9/11, I mean, if I was the president, people would have rallied around me because right. Americans are that way. People are that way. Bad things happen, they huddle close together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same with any herd animal. Not to say that humans are necessarily herd animals. The president that cut taxes to bring the economy out of a recession, well
great,
yes.
Why didn't he cut spending?
Yeah.
Right. That, and so the president who hawked our grandchildren's future, could this be the same guy who has been called every name in the book for succeeding in keeping all the spoiled brats safe from terrorist attacks?
Oh, my gosh.
The commander, yeah, the commander-in-chief of an all-volunteer army that is out there defending you and me?
He is such a worshiper yes. of George Bush.
Mm-hmm. How about bootlicker?
Yeah, he is a true believer. George Bush can do no wrong. Oh, I'm sure if you held this guy's feet to the flame, he'd come up with one or two things that he doesn't like about Bush. He'd say something like, well, he is letting those immigrants in on the border, but otherwise, he's perfect. I love you, George.
Make no mistake about it, the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan have volunteered to serve and in many cases have died for your freedom.
Oh, boy.
They may have died, and believing that they were dying for your freedom, I do not see how they have died for freedom.
They have actually not died for freedom.
No, they have died for the empire.
They've died for the grand delusion of a bunch of old men in Washington.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. There's currently no draft in this country. They didn't have to go. They are able to refuse and go and end up with either a general discharge or another honorable discharge or worst-case scenario.
Well, actually, I think that Lieutenant Watata is facing some time in a brig somewhere.
Well, what they don't tell you is if they had a draft, there would be a massive revolt in this country like there was in the 60s.
I hope you're right
war.
About that. I hope you're right.
So, why, then, the flat-out discontentment in the minds of 69% of Americans? Say what you want, but I blame it on the media. If it bleeds, it leads.
It's a liberal conspiracy.
Liberal media. They specialize in bad news. Everyone will catch a car crash with blood and guts. How many will watch kids selling lemonade at the corner? Media knows this, and the media outlets are for-profit corporations. They offer what sells. Just ask why they are going to allow a murderer like O.J. Simpson to write a book and do a TV special about how he killed his wife. They're not going to do that. But if he did, he was insane. Stop buying the negative venom you're fed every day by the media. Shut off the TV, burn Newsweek, and use the New York Times for the bottom of your birdcage.
Oh, like this guy doesn't watch Fox News. Come on! I don't believe him.
Then start being grateful for all you have as a country. There are exponentially more good than bad in this country.
1-800-259-9231. Do you agree with this guy? Is everything just peachy keen here in America? Glorious. 800-259-9231. Take off the rose-colored glasses, buddy. Your Republican friends are making government bigger, just like the Democrats do. In fact, statistics show they've done it faster than the Democrats did. More
That's
on the way.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And on the site at freetalklive.com, you'll find all the features are completely free. Though we do ask that you support the show on a voluntary basis by buying some stuff, like Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts. We've got, by the way, the bumper stickers are free. So you can get those at store.freetalklive.com. We've got the Free Marketeer flag, classic archive DVD collector sets. It's all there. High-quality merchandise, no crap. So go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. And for everything else you need to buy in life, whether it's high-ticket electronics to some bathroom items, they've got it at amazon.freetalklive.com. Most of it with free Super Saver shipping. And that's, once again, amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. All right, so we've been talking about this email, this forwarded email that that you'd received, Mark, from essentially a worshiper of the current state. This is an individual who believes that the government as it stands is perfect. Everything here in America is wonderful, so what on earth could these Americans be complaining about? He cites a statistic, 70% of Americans upset with the direction the country is going in, and he wonders aloud in his email as to why on earth people are so discontented, why people are so upset. Now, I don't know if 70% of Americans have any real concept of what's going wrong here in America, but they definitely feel like something's wrong. I mean, how can you blame them? Look at what they have to deal with on their day-to-day affairs. They've got a government, like in Boston, that will shut down the streets over a light bright board. put up somewhere in town. I mean, you've got this government that is overwhelmingly crushing freedom here in the United States. We talked earlier in the show a little bit about the border checkpoints. Not the ones actually at the border, but the ones that are randomly appearing within 100 miles from the border. These are inconveniences. These are definitely infringements on liberty. And one after the other, as they continue to happen to people, they're going to build up. People are going to get angry about it. People are going to get upset. And hopefully, by the time they finally figure out that government's the problem and not the solution, it won't be too late to come out about that. Hopefully, it won't be too late. Hopefully, they won't be throwing dissenters in the gulags at that point.
I just hope they don't find the pillow in my trunk that has the label ripped off of it.
Oh, that's bad news. Now, that's not illegal for you to do as a consumer, but a wholesaler can't do that.
But most people think that because it's just there.
It does say it's against the law. So, Mark, I know that you brought the story in. Did you want to wrap that up at all, or have any other thoughts on that?
I sort of critiqued it all the way through, and I feel like, it's a shame that this guy thinks that all the great things that we have in America are because of the government, and because now, and George Bush gets the largesse of all of the hard work of Americans throughout the years.
But the funny thing is, he wouldn't say the same thing if this were 8 years ago,
and
we were in the midst
of
the Clinton administration. His tune would be completely different. He'd be talking about, he'd be discontented. He'd be one of those 70% of Americans that he's citing right now, and he would never consider the idea that America is the best country in the world. There's a Democrat in office.
Right, socialist Democrat. And as bad as it was under Clinton, and even though there were a lot of people who think he was the worst president in history, I think we have a new record set this time around.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, in the last 7 years now, look what's happened. We've got the Patriot Act. We've got the Military Commissions Act. We've got this.
Keeping us safe, Wayne.
They're keeping us safe. Yeah.
Don't you feel safe? Your kids, they haven't died in a terrorist attack because of George W. Bush. One man is keeping your children safe at night, Wayne, and it's not you, buddy.
My freedom is gone. There's nothing left to protect.
You know, I'm reading right now, there's an issue of Newsweek out that's like the 10 worst presidents in America or American history
really?
Or something like that. And I'm reading them, and it seems like they rank most of these are old presidents I know little about, unfortunately, and learn. That's why I like to consume information on presidents. But, you know, it's interesting. Most of them, it was their stance. They were ranked based on their stance against, going into war, letting the southern states secede. So most of it was basically abolitionist stuff. Current, you know, us looking from here where slavery is, you know, abhorrent to back then when it was this peculiar institution of the South. I obviously don't agree with slavery and think that it's terrible, but I also think that the southern states should have been allowed to secede, and and I don't think that slavery would have proceeded much beyond 20 years after the secession.
Right. Because slaves would have figured out that there were states up north that would allow them to be free, and they'd be escaping like crazy. There wouldn't have been walls high enough to keep them in. There was no reason for the federal government to stick their nose in.
Plus, there's also the factor of competition as well. As Dr. Mary Ruart points out in her book, Healing Our World, that essentially, basically, the landowners realized at a certain point that if they would pay, they treat the landowners that treated their slaves the best were less likely to have them run away. Similarly, the ones that decided to start paying would get their choice of the best workers. And so inevitably, the people that were being mistreated would want to leave whoever was that was mistreating them and go to somewhere, whether it be in another state or even just across town, to someone who is going to take better care of them.
Well, that's right. And, you know, slavery is such an awful, despicable institution, but it hasn't gone away. It's just changed forms.
That's true.
In fact, we're all slaves now, not just black people, but everybody's a slave of the federal government now.
To some extent.
You don't have a choice. You've got to write them a check.
Well, I haven't written them a check.
Well, they say you have
to. If you work at a job, you are pretty much going to be a federal slave to an extent.
In general,
I'm a slave
right.
to the Keene government. I write them a check for property taxes.
And you have no choice.
I have the choice. It's just that they're going to come in here with a goon squad and kick in my door.
The only choice you have is to move out of the town to a town with lower property taxes. But the federal government, most people don't have a choice. You cannot vote with your checkbook with them. If you want to...
Ed Brown's making that choice.
Yeah, and when I say that, I'm saying it in general
I
terms.
Know. Well, you do have the choice of moving to another country.
That's
I think that
convenient.
It's very inconvenient. I'm just pointing out that there are choices. I don't intend to do that, and I think that you know that we should have a smaller federal government, and if people want to have larger local governments...
I say we have no federal government.
Fine. You know, that would increase people's options. They would be able to live geographically and work in different places, you know, drive to work, that kind of thing. You know, so... But you could actually move to some place where you didn't have to pay any kind of federal taxes. It's just, you know, it'd be a crappy place to live.
Well, you know, you heard Ed Brown say that just show me the law and I'll write the check. Well, have you ever wondered why there isn't a law? Well, maybe it's because it would codify slavery.
And there's a 13th Amendment against that.
Yes, exactly. Right. And if you're, because right now, if you're working until almost June to pay all your taxes, then what is that?
That make you half a slave, I think.
Yeah.
And I think if you're half a slave, you might as well be a full-on slave. Because if you don't pay that 50%, or if you don't pay your 10%, or whatever it is, the percentage you have to pay, they're going to throw you in a jail cell.
It's all getting so obscene and crazy. I just can't believe it sometimes. And I was talking with a group of people over the weekend who were saying, oh, we need more affordable housing, and we need more workable wage. You know, and you look at some of these towns over in Vermont where a $200,000 house, you're paying almost $7,000 a year in property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because these socialists that run the town
want to have affordable housing for people.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm paying here. I'm paying $6,000 here. It's not a big difference.
Right. It's insane. That's basically over $500 a month in property taxes. 10 years
yeah.
ago, 20 years ago, people were paying less than that for their mortgages.
It's amazing. I mean, and if you look at different areas of the country, as far as their tax burden is concerned, you look at New York, you look at Massachusetts, and then you compare it to New Hampshire, you can honestly see the difference between, okay, you've got this amount of tax savings in New Hampshire. That's more money in your pocket that you can use to make your life better, whether that means putting better quality food on the table or doing an upgrade to your house. That, for instance, if we would get rid of property taxes here in New Hampshire, that could be $6,000 a year or $500 a month that could go towards upgrades, that could go towards making my life better.
Absolutely. Well, the property taxes here, people complain about them, but they're still lower than the surrounding states. Plus, we don't have the income and sales tax.
That's true.
But in the last 10 years, property taxes here have gone up a lot just because of the mortgage bubble.
You know what?
Yep.
You know what I think needs to change, and I think will eventually, as the Free State Project continues to move new liberty-loving people here to New Hampshire. Julia's been talking with a lot of local people. She works with the public for a living, and so she gets a chance to interact with the New Hampshire citizenry. And a common theme, and this is throughout the United States, throughout the world, a common theme that she's discovered is that people don't like the taxes. They'd like to get rid of the taxes, but they just don't believe it's even possible. They've been completely defeated. They say things like, oh, well, they're just going to go up. But there you go. You've just given up on freedom. Oh, they're just going to go up taxes, and what can you do, right? Well, we can do something.
Right.
And we are going to do something about it. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Attention.